Delusion coming on strong, courtesy of Junior Campbell, huh? And that's number 13 in our chart at the moment. I got three cards in front of me, all from different people, obviously. First one was from Dorothy Stigwood over in Stowmarket in Suffolk. Huh? And Dorothy, many, many thanks for the card. You say, or have I been, have I upset you? Meaning, have you upset me? Dorothy, my love, you have not upset me whatsoever. I don't know how you got that into your head. But also, I said Stowmarket, Newmarket, that's what I meant to say, in Suffolk, in England. I'm thinking of Peggy Sheldrake. And a connection with, yes, Man of the Decade, if you're listening in, Robert Tidmarsh. But back to Dorothy's postcard, my love. I hope you had a super time. Let's see. In Austria. Everyone seems to be going to Austria at the moment. I think I'll take myself off there as well for about a month or so. And another card. This one's from Marion McAddis over in London. And Marion, every time I've got a card from you recently, you've asked, have I received your mammoth, about 200-page epic, which you sent in? And I've answered this a few times in there, and I've said yes, but I think every time I've acknowledged your cards and letters, you've missed it. So I hope you're listening in at the moment, and believe you me, I did receive the epic, as you call it, and that it was. It's more like a book. It took me about a week to go through it. And thanks a million for that, my love. It really was super. And I just don't know how anyone can sit down and write 200 pages. It leaves me completely baffled, because the most I can ever write in a letter is dear, and that's it. That's me stuck for words, believe you me. And finally, Sheila O'Reilly, and I've got a letter and card from her as well. And Sheila, I owe a very, very big apology for, because I was supposed to do a birthday dedication on the Thursday before I went off the boat the last time. And being the fool that I am at times, I forgot completely. And I apologise to Sheila on there when I came back. But my love, just in case you missed that, can I just say it once again? I'm very, very sorry indeed for what happened, and there was a little reason for it, but I can't explain it over there, okay? But maybe sometime I'll be able to tell you, but as things turn out, once again, hope you don't mind just too much, and belated birthday greetings, and just for you...
We don't want all the listeners, just want you. Jack Hall.
love, Val, when you first put me in the corner? Or was it just Jack Horner's Holiday? Beautiful little record from Jimmy Helms, which is doing nice things in the United Kingdom at the moment. Like that one very, very much indeed. It was coming out especially for Dorothy, Marion, and with lots and lots of love to Sheila. I hope you enjoyed it, Pat.
Music's gone to town. Hold your claws, come on, it's cattle gal. What's a country boy to do? What's this world of coming to? Oh, they say that country music's gone to town.
And each and every Saturday evening, friends and neighbors, country music does go to town in the form of the Don Allen Country Jamboree. A new time slot now here on Radio North Sea International from 10 o'clock until 12 midnight. We invite you to tune on in and catch 2 hours of some of the finest country sounds coming your way on country music for young Europe and the world, Radio North Sea International. And don't forget, requests and dedications, please, to the Don Allen Country Jamboree, care of RNI, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. And also, don't forget the new time slot, 10 o'clock until 12 midnight here on Radio North Sea International for the Don Allen Country Jamboree. See you this Saturday, neighbor.
Thank you, Daffy Don.
Radio North Sea International, Brian McKenzie.
27 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on the Brian McKenzie Show. If you just happen to have tuned in, hello and good evening to you. The new one from Mungo Jerry. I think I enhance lots of things when I sing along with them, don't I? Yes, no, I see. You don't agree with that statement. Ray Dorsey wrote it, and it's performed, of course, by Mungo Jerry on Dawn Records. That's the brand new one. All right, all right, all right. And Mike Ross, when he came on the boat, was telling me a very interesting story about that, which Mike actually has probably mentioned down there. But when he was over in England, he met Ray Dorsey, who lives not too far away from Mike, and Ray told him, in fact, they wrote that number in the when they were touring Scandinavia. And he was listening to Radio North Sea International, and we've jingle that goes, all right, all right, all right, which Arnold Lane plays a lot. And He thought it was rather catchy, so decided to write a record. And that was the title, All Right, All Right, All Right. So there we go, can't be bad, eh? A letter, or a card, I should say, from a guy called Terry. And it's from 6 Wilderness Hill in Cliftonville in Kent. And Terry, a very special good evening. You wanted a request played tomorrow night, but as it's rock and roll, I don't think you meant a rock and roll number. And so could you please play something for my mum and dad, Alan, Karen, Douglas, Dave and Lawrence, and every fan of R&I. And so this is the first time I've ever written to any disc jockey, and I listen to the programme every night. And could you play it between 10 and 11? And I said you wanted it for tomorrow, but as you listen every night, I would imagine you're tuned in at the moment. So a very, very special good evening, also to your mum and dad and the rest of the guys as well. And after this, we've got a record for you.
Radio Nuiti, home in the lips. 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 Radio Nuiti, home in the lips.
And especially for Terry and all these relations and friends and what have you, remember this one from Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. And also dedicated to the young lady who was asking last night for Marvin Gaye material. So later on we've got maybe one or two more numbers coming up from the guy. Hope you enjoy them. Marvin, are you ready? Sing to me.
Music from Marvin Gaye, and that brings back lots and lots of memories for me, and I hope it did the same for you, and it's going out, as I said, especially with Terry and his family and his friends as well, and I hope you enjoyed it, my friend. Okay?
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
It's 25 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. We've got an album track coming up for you, this time from the Faces. And of course, Rod Stewart doing lead singing as always. And this is from the album Ooh La La, and a track that I like personally very, very much indeed. And this is Just Another Honky.
signs. I'm walking around in circles. I close my ears and believe my own lies and break the silence always. I make a lot of words, big storm in the air. All around your hair it's blowing. Just leave it be and it will all blow away. The weather's always changing. You can go if you want to. I don't own you. Go be wild. Leave my head, it's wide open. So is the door.
Faces, and a number that's taken from the album Ooh La La, Just Another Honky. And every time I think of a honky, my mind always springs to the Western movies where you see the saloon bar and the guy playing the piano and what have you, and furious drinking going on all over the place, and in general, a tremendous amount of noise in the place, but everything seems to be leaping up and down, and probably sometimes also you get the girls doing the type of can-can thing, and that's what I always think of when I play that record. I don't know why, but still, there we go. Graham Gill handed me a letter earlier on, said, Brian, could you say hello to the person concerned? And it's Mariette Romers of John F. Kennedy Lan Nation in Flouten. Now, I don't know where Flouten is, if I've pronounced it properly. But Mariette, you wanted a record played for William Tolnar. Let's see. I see, and that's all there is. So, if I don't know if Graham has handled this or not, but he said to say hello to you anyway. So I shall do that. Mariette, very, very special good evening, and also to Willem. And hope you like this record. It's a brand new one, which will be on sale in the shops in Britain tomorrow from Middle of the Road, who are immensely popular in Holland. So this is a track taken from the album Drive On. The title is Union Silver.
Read her thoughts.
A brand new single in the UK which comes out tomorrow on RCA Records. And as I said, it's taken from the album Drive On. The title, Union Silver. And I was hoping very much that they would put out Universal Man, but they haven't, because they've brought that one out instead. Once again, the title is Union Silver, and it's coupled with Blind Detonation, which is also taken from the album. But still, I think that's got quite a good chance. And Middle of the Road have changed their style somewhat, coming out with some nice harmony work in that particular number. Okay. This one's due to blast your eardrums at the moment, so if you love Slade, get into it. Turn the radio up full blast and scare the living daylights out of the neighbors, huh? The new one currently doing great things for them. It's going to be number one.
Yeah.
got to squeeze me, and also you've got to please me, so that's quite a little problem for you, isn't it? That's Slade, the current hit single. That one, without any doubt whatsoever, is going to make it to number one, I'm sure of it. Noddy really singing his heart out there. And if you've just had the radio, as I said, turned full up, now you can expect a knock on the door very, very shortly from the neighbour saying, "Hey, what's the noise?" Well, you can blame it on the Brian McKenzie show, huh? They'll probably throw a brick at the radio. Neil Christian.
Some kind of feeling. I'm gonna fall in love with you. And that's nice. Got some kind of feeling, baby. That you feel the same way, too. Ah, that's nice. Got the whole world in the palm. You told me I'm your loving man, baby, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. Don't keep your hands off my woman. None of that talking back. Hands off my woman. None of that yakety, 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 yeah. Yakety, yeah. Cause you're a good girl. Got the whole world in the palm of my hand. Since you told me I'm your loving man. And baby, that's a nice. Ooh, that's a nice. So keep your hands off my woman. None of that talking back. Hands off my woman. None of that yakety, 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 yeah.
That's nice. I like it, I like it, I like it. Neil Christian, that's the record. It's currently sitting at number 20 and our top 30 at the moment.
And now, stand by for an important announcement. Grimsby, situated close to Hull on the River Humber, has amongst other things been associated with fish. Now, I'm not here to talk to you about fish, but to tell you that R&I's very own DJs will be appearing at Tiffany's, Winteringham Lane, Grimsby, in the near future. Don't you miss this chance of seeing your favourite DJ in action this summer. Stay tuned to R&I to see who'll be appearing in your town.
My thanks to Robbie for that. And if you happen to be around Grimsby this coming Monday, which will be, in fact, the 2nd of July, then you can see Daffy Don Allen alive, well, and with the Daffy Don Allen show. Okay, that's at Tiffany's in Grimsby on Monday night. So if you go along there in your hordes, and you can see Daffy Don live, you know, be giving away records and what else have you, and various other odds and ends, okay? I've got a letter in front of me which made me laugh. It's from Lindsay Hanger of 94 Lewis Road, Istad, Rise, Gravesend and Kent in England, of course. And Lindsay, a very, very special good evening, pet. And thanks for all the hearts and kisses and what have you on the letter. And you say, I don't know where to put you in my DJ list. See, Don Allen is my favourite. And the second is very close between yourself and Arnold Dane. Say no more. Okay, I won't say any more, Lindsay. But the decision is yours, my pet. Huh? And I don't mind at all where you put me, so there. Huh? As long as you still leave a little space for me somewhere, okay? But you say you're 14 and you're 5'4" tall, which you're going to say is too tall. I don't think that's too tall, because I know someone who's about 5'3" and complains bitterly about being about the smallest person in the world, so you're pretty lucky, huh? And you see, Don Allen said that 5'8" was the right height, so how tall is he? Well, Don is about the same height as me, which is about 5'9", I think, 5'8", 5'9", depends if we've got shoes on or not. Yes, but it's round about that, we haven't taken our height for some time. And you also say, is Daffy Don married, because he said he was over there, but said no more about it. Well, Daffy Don is married, and he's told many people that, and he won't mind me saying, I know. And he's got a lovely wife as well. Mm-hmm, yeah. I think I'll have to get married very, very shortly, huh? Any offers? Maybe Lindsay, you'll take me up on that, my love, huh? But also, you say you were broke at one point. Your mum gave you £1 to go and see David Bowie, which must have been nice. I hope you enjoyed the concert, by the way. But on the back, you've got masses of questions. Now, if I find them. Here we go. Right, the first one, are you married? The answer to that, Lindsay, is no. Do I have any kids? And the answer to that one is also no. And where do I live? Well, when I'm in England, I live in London. And when I'm in Holland, I live in a place called Amersfoort, okay? And say, what are your favourite groups? I like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I like Emerson, Lake & Palmer. I like Leonard Cohen and people like that. And it's very varied, my love, but you can get the general idea of what I'm into, okay? What football teams do you like? Well, it depends where I'm at the time. If I'm in Holland, it's Ajax, which I said the other night. If it's in England, well, it could be Chelsea. And if it's in Scotland, it's Rangers. So there you go. What's my favourite food? I think it must be Indian food. I also like health foods, and very, very much indeed, when I've got the time to go to a health food restaurant. And say, I can't read that one out. But do I have any, yes, quirks? Yes. That's abbreviated. Not that I'm aware of, my love, but still, one has to make up one's own mind what a quirk is. Hmm? And say, I know you've met Mike Roscoe, but do you like him? That's what I was, yes, a very, very nice guy. And you say you'll like him as well. And she said, would you like to come and visit me one day when you're off the ship? The answer to that is yes, my love, I'd like to, because I've met quite a few of the people who write into me, and I've had a super time. I've met various mums and dads and what have you, and had cups of tea. So there we go. And maybe sometime I'll get around to seeing you as well, and seeing your mum and dad and whatever else there is in the family, but especially for you. And thanks for writing.
It's a god-awful small affair.
David Bowie.
To the girl with the mousy hair. Her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. Spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's a creepy show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again.
the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a static ball, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. No man, look at those cavemen girls. It's the freaky show. Take a look at the law man, beating up the wrong guy. No man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best.
David Bowie, and that's his brand new single, Life on Mars, going out with lots and lots of love to Lindsay Hanger over in Kent. So I hope you enjoyed that one, my love. Huh? And if you didn't, well, I'm sorry. We're going to go up to news time with this one. Remember it from Cat Stevens. I love my cat. Or I love my dog, yes.
My dog. As much as I love you.
That's the title.
But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. Pay I need comes the shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you make a fade, my dog will always come through.
Stevens going back in time, and I love my dog. I do, I do, I do.